two most important changes of the 16th century that influenced the authority of Henry VIII and Elizabeth I were the Reformation and the development of a print culture, and the two worked closely together. The Reformation enhanced royal authority in that the monarch was now the supreme head of the church and took an important role in defining doctrine, in establishing the form of liturgy through acts of uniformity, and there were no rival jurisdictions to the monarch's power. And of course there were also new sources of wealth for the monarch in terms of monastic lands, chantry lands, and also the taxes that had previously gone to the papacy, annates, first fruits and tenths. So the Reformation provided a source of power for the Tudor kings and queens, but it also created problems for them. There were challenges to the royal authority through the challenge to the title of supreme head of the church, and indeed Elizabeth, of course, had to become supreme governor rather than supreme head. But in order to justify their authority over the church from Catholics at home and abroad, the monarchs had to use print, and they used it extensively in a propaganda drive against the Pope, foreign theologians, and critics of the English church at home and abroad. And some of those critics, as I've said, were Catholics, but there were also some Protestant critics who felt that the monarch, using the power of supreme headship or supreme governorship, should go further in reforming and purifying the Church of England. Monarchs used spectacles and images for the same purpose, and these two had a wider audience than might be expected as texts appeared describing court entertainments and containing the pictures of kings and queens. So, because of these challenges, it could be said that the Reformation also weakened royal authority, as not everybody bought into the propaganda or accepted the changes that Henry and Elizabeth introduced. Men, and some women too, appealed to their consciences when resisting royal authority. Thomas More is the most famous example, together with John Fisher under Henry VIII. Less well known, but equally important, are Thomas Sampson, Edmund Grindal, and Edmund Campion the Jesuit under Elizabeth. These opponents of the royal policy towards the church also used the mechanism of print to get across their viewpoints. And you could argue that in some cases there was a pamphlet war that developed between those Catholics in Elizabeth's reign who challenged the English church and those Protestants, you know, we call Puritans in Elizabeth's reign, who were equally insistent that the English church was a false church, not a true church. To make matters worse for royal authority, some of the opponents, particularly in the later Elizabethan period, began to develop ideologies that could justify the deposition of princes, even tyrannicide. And these, the most famous one, of course, was Robert Parsons, the Jesuit. So there was a struggle to win hearts and minds during the 16th century, and students have to evaluate, as indeed historians do, how far royal authority won out.